This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
American Dream.
Hey, baby.
He's just a common man. Working hard with his hands. He's just a common man.
Tell you something. I am looking back over life. I am so glad that me and Electric Jimmy got to meet, not just meet and take a picture, but to hang out with the freaking American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That was cool, man. Who do you think guys in my hotel room right now?
What a great time that was. What a great time to be alive. You could still go out and it was hang out and stuff, you know? I mean, I know a lot of you have been doing that all along.
Yeah.
You can't hear him.
He's electric.
Jimmy.
But it was great. He was just subdued, and we didn't, like, sit there and ask him a bunch of wrestling questions. We just kind of, like, listened, and we'd say things here and there. And he would, Doug Dillinger, if you're a WCW fan, head of security, he was just laid over there on the bed with his hands back. They were watching football, college football, so Texas A&M. They were watching Texas A&M game.
Yeah, it was, man, that was Super Bowl weekend. So it wouldn't have been anything live on football.
Did he have Cody with him?
No, but we met Cody. Briefly.
Met Cody a couple different times. He's a nice young man.
Yeah.
Cody the home.
But just looking back, man, like, I've met Sting. Jimmy's met the same. I've met Sting. I've met Flair bunches of times.
Yeah.
Met Hogan the one time.
I never met Hogan.
You didn't?
I ain't missing much. Though.
I thought you were standing. Did you take the picture?
No, I didn't. I wasn't there.
Oh, but looking back, man, Dusty gave the it was the best. God, it was so good.
I never met The Rock or Stone Cold.
No.
You don't
want
to meet Hogan?
Or the Hitman.
I want to meet Thundertaker.
What?
Yeah.
I want to meet Thundertaker so he can talk to me in his higher-pitched, regular voice.
That's like, kind of a shock.
It is surprising.
What, Mark? When he just talks like this?
When he just talks like some old boy from Texas with a voice about like mine?
Hey, yes, sir. What's up? Yes, sir.
That
yes,
ring sir. Brought down the Texas.
I'm Undertaker. What's up, guys?
Hey, guys, it's Taker.
Nah, that's my devil voice, you jerk.
I don't want to know. I ain't heard from the old D.
Well, just because you ain't heard from him, maybe he don't like you.
He don't like nobody, does he? I don't know where he's at.
You can send me off on a tangent.
Do it. It's raining outside.
Okay, fine. Nine, you forgot your other sock.
No, I just didn't wear it today.
Oh, okay.
Did you really?
You know how back in the 90s people would wear overalls and they would wear one strap down?
Yeah, it looks so.
Or then in the hood sometimes you would roll up one leg, you know, of the pants?
Yeah.
Nine is wearing one sock today.
I'm wearing, well, by your math, I'm wearing three socks.
He is the Michael Jackson of feet, everybody.
I'm wearing about three socks. What?
He's got that sleeve. Like he's about to play in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a compression wrap on my right leg.
But it's green.
It is. It looks like I played for Michigan State. Man, we suck.
Go green, go white. You got the mellow sleeves.
Why not get like a flesh tone so it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb?
It still would.
It would?
Yeah, the flesh tone, it's not the color of like anybody's women. Actual skin.
Women wear those.
Like suntan legs.
Yeah.
Look like I work at Hooters.
Okay, or maybe get one of those that are have the fake tattoos on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are cool. Cute.
I could just draw stuff on this one.
Yeah, yeah. You just wear pants, too.
That, too. If I had on pants, no one would know I had on a compression sleeve.
If all else fair.
Well, if you're wearing the pants, so you're just wearing leggings.
Yeah.
All right.
Leggings. Just
buy leggings and cut the shorts off.
I'll wear my leggings tomorrow when I come in here.
So you just have the one legging?
No, I have an actual pair of leggings I never wear.
Oh, okay.
Are they like waiters or are they like full leggings?
No, they look like Sting's wrestling pants.
You should wear yoga pants that are flared, then it won't hurt your leg.
Got so a big scorpion
rub,
on them?
So it won't rub.
It is Jeff Hardy leg compression socks on.
I really do have Sting wrestling pant leggings at my house. They're neon green with a scorpion on the side of the right leg.
Oh,
like
man.
His wrestling tights.
Sir, I need to see your license and registration. Why were you speeding today?
This could be like when you wore the Under Armour shirt.
Got a hockey real bad.
By the way, what's up with your leg?
You can't laugh at dispatch.
That's
I cut the
nice.
Other one off last time I had the hockey real bad.
Oh, my God.
She's pulling down.
Well, that goes back to the thing yesterday about speeding excuses.
Yeah.
Cops have finally come forward and said the excuses that just don't work. And, having to go to the bathroom and Paige said, having your cycle of menstruation.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's how Matt Hardy would say it. That's not an excuse anymore.
No, it is not an excuse
But if
anymore.
You said, hey, look, clearly that's your driving leg, too.
It so is my pedal leg.
Yeah, it's your pedal leg. So you can say, look, I don't know that I can feel this thing all the way. You know? Let me get home. I don't
pedal
think.
Pedal leg.
Yeah, it's just pedal leg.
It is. It is my driving leg.
I don't think they would question that.
It's an automatic, so my left leg ain't doing nothing when I drive.
Why were you speeding? Our son is graduating today. We have to hurry up and get there.
He's graduating from the Fine Arts Center. He'd write you two tickets in.
We're one of the two people that he gets to bring. We're his plus two, and we need to be there on time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a viable excuse?
And he's got a hockey real bad.
And we didn't know he was going to graduate.
We're surprised as you are, officer. You would look at us and say, first of all, I can't believe they had kids that lived past eight. Secondly, they had son that graduated. Yeah. This is hard to believe. Y'all look related. This is odd.
We got to get there before they pull his diploma.
He couldn't get the cap because they didn't have a hat that big enough for his big head.
They only go to size 8.
Well, it's not the kid from Malden you guys had to get a helmet for or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I'm going to tell him you keep bringing that story up if I can find him online.
Big head. How'd he graduate? You got to go to Wade Hampton
Why
to graduate.
Why are you speeding, coach? Well, we got this one player who we didn't have a helmet big enough. We had to drive to Malden High School before the game.
I had to go get his stuff.
Out there wearing all red. Everybody's wearing red except the one guy had to wear an orange helmet.
Aww.
Because he was such a mountain of a man.
But at least he got to play.
Yeah. Why didn't he have a movie?
Why the hell wasn't he on the O-line?
He was. He played both sides.
You got stuck in his safety. That's why you lost all those games.
Yeah. Oh, my foot is stuck on the pedal. My pedal leg. I'm going to be late.
I've never gotten out of a ticket. I've only been pulled over 3 times ever, though.
I gotten out of a couple.
But I told you my war stories. And the one cop followed me to the Pizza Hut to make sure I was really going in there to use the bathroom.
I'm
going to
go in here and smell. Make sure you went.
Last time I got pulled over was a warning. I was doing 58 and 55. He wrote me a ticket. I'd have been hot about it.
I'll tell you something. I've had some angels of officers out there who, and this is not even anything to do with radio. They just said, look, I just want to tell you, you're speeding. Slow it down. Here's a warning.
Yeah,
I've had that happen bukus of times.
I had that one time on 85.
Yeah.
Where the cop said, man, I can't find anybody to come help me toss your car out on the side of the road, so I'm just going to let you go.
Good God.
He's a P1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you do that thing, though, when you get pulled over? Do you, when you see the officer get out of the car, do you look at him or her and say, I wonder if they listen?
I mean, they profile me. I profile them back.
Like, I put on my Planet laminate and everything by the time they come up there. I'm like, hello. I'm like,
do you know who I am?
They're like, I'm like, hey, it's freaking me. was I speeding? You recognize me now? Do you recognize? Oh, it's you, Matt Man? Well, I listen to John Boy and Billy. I'm going to tell him you were going 90.
I will give you a ticket. I say it's going to take you a while to walk back here and get comfortable.
I see Matt trying to bribe the trooper with beard oil. He's like, we can't grow beards, man.
I know.
You're under arrest.
That's for them. Yeah, I know. I'd be like, oh, hey, let me ask you something. I know you're against doing this and driving, but have you tried the beer lately? Have you heard about the best beer on the planet?
P1 Pilsner?
Yeah. Have you heard about that?
Sick mustache, by the way, officer.
Yeah, it's a sick mustache.
You know Officer Jay Cheeks? You tell him I said hello. Thank you. Keep that ticket.
Yeah.
You know what would be a great conversation to do one day, and we probably are too late today because we have to
hot women to work.
Get into the Rise Guys graduation exercises and ceremonies here shortly, but I'd love to talk to some former HR people or former managers because, you know, or off the record, I would love to hear some of the non-sick excuses bosses have heard from employees. Like, non-sick.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Because I think nowadays, it depends on where you work and your boss and everything, how they feel personally. But, like, nowadays, you could say, dude, my dog is sick. And that's a viable excuse a lot of places.
You got to take care of the dog.
But that didn't happen until, like, 5 years ago. Prior to that, it was like, okay, leave him some food and get your ass to work.
Well, no, he's going to be blanking all over the house while I'm gone.
Well,
his
tough
blankie. His stomach's upset.
I want to talk to those people, too. That's a good idea.
Wouldn't that be great? Like,
that'd be awesome.
How many of your friends know how much money you people at work make?
Non-sick, non-death. Like, it's just got to be some kind of crazy thing. Like, I'm stuck. Like, literally, I'm stuck right now. I'm stuck in the doorway. I can't get out to come to work.
Well, what if you got, because Greenville County's proposing a bunch of different changes to other school calendar. A
bunch of possibilities.
Yeah, and the people are, you know, kind of up in arms about that.
Yeah.
So are they working on excuses now? Like, what do you do? Like, those could be legit. I got to come in to work late because I got to take my kid to school.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that every day.
Well, that's one thing they were saying in big cities is they're noticing that the big cities that don't have 5G, I don't know what those would be, but like the biggest cities that don't have 5G, all the people working from home and stuff, once it hits a certain peak hour, all that stuff starts to like buffer and flicker real bad because everybody in that area, in a small area in a big city, are all trying to get on the internet at the same time.
Man, the most difficult, I've never had any difficulty with my internet at my house. It's always been perfect. But the first couple weeks of the non-quarantine that went on here, that's the only time it ever was a little slow for me. I guess everybody was just at home watching TV and streaming stuff.
That's all they told you to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like week four they said, yeah, you can go out and exercise and walk and stuff. Otherwise, it's stay home.
You didn't go to the gas station to mooch off the Wi-Fi?
No.
Like they tell you to do if you go to school?
No, I got my lunch and went home.
No, but I'm going to tell you something. I made a decision yesterday that I will no longer patronize convenience stores that charge for air. I won't. That is the most cocky, mamey, bullcrap thing ever in the world. You're going to charge $1 for air?
Well, you could charge 75 cents for $1 for air, or you could charge $1 more for literally every item in the store.
Oh, that's how it goes.
That's exactly how that works, man.
You think that the people who give free air are charging more in store?
Yes.
Well, guess what? Matt Hack. I go get my stuff at the store. It doesn't give free air.
And then
you
get free air from free air place.
From the free air. I also use their restrooms from time to time as well.
Yep. You got to maintain the compressor, right?
Yeah, they're cool there. They have the side door. We can slip right into the bathroom when no one notices. Slide right in, slide right out.
They're too friendly.
Yeah.
Like you told me, hey, already. I know you got to acknowledge that I'm here so you don't think I'm stealing from you.
Right.
But leave me alone.
Yeah.
Let me go take a dump in peace. You know?
Oh, in peace.
Oh. Yeah, pieces.
I was like, how many pieces. Are you going
to
do at once?
Oh, man, there's one of your HR people texting in, Matt.
Oh, we ain't got time.
Or I can read you one text.
Just one.
Just to wet your whistle. I had an employee say he was kidnapped and was stuck in Rock Hill. Another one called in and said he had a cramp in his leg.
Well, that can happen.
Sucking Rock Hill.
Yeah, see, that's
better in 10 minutes, though.
That's another thing, too, with employees saying I'm sick or I'm, I'm not well, I can't come in or whatever, and then they're on social media.
Yeah.
You know, you see where they're, like I told you, we know people that are working from home.
Here's what I look like today.
And suddenly their home's Garden City, you know. Must be nice.
Oh, man, these are great. These texts coming in are great now.
I'll be dad blame it.
Yeah.
We get going on something.
Well, it takes them too long.
It does.
Yeah.
What takes so long to text?
Yeah. Okay. My wife constantly tells her boss that her newer 2017 Cruise has issues and she's having her husband figure it out.
Bless.
You can't get a new car and then keep using that excuse.
Unless you bought a melon, whatever the color.
Lemon.
Melon.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I can't tell if you're dyslexic or if you did that on purpose.
I was born that way.
All right. We're addle. We'll take a break. When we come back, that's late. When we come back, a lot of you listening right now did not do this. A lot of you did this. A lot of you did it, and then looking back now, imagine that you put all that work in, and then all of a sudden the damn virus comes to play, and you only get two people to come to graduation, if you even have one at all. Some people doing them virtual. Some people doing them on go-to-graduation meetings or something.
But does the graduation still count? Or does it don't count anymore?
Yeah, it still counts.
Oh, okay, well, that's
good. It's just a ceremony.
Yeah, it's they're calling them Skype and gowns or something.
Yeah.
But for P1s that have let us know and have shared the names with us, when we come back, the Rise Guys graduation exercises and ceremonies, we will read your names because you earned it. And this sucks that you're having to do this. And I hope you get to go to a first week. And if your first week sucks, I hope you get a second first week like I did. Make up for it real good.
But you know what? You're grown now. You can just go to the beach whenever you want to, pretty much.
All right. So get your hats out. Get your gowns on. Get ready. Throw them up in the air. We're going to read your names right after this. The Rise. And let me pre-apologize again. Some of these names I will likely mispronounce.
Ah, come on.
I will say them different ways just in case. But y'all have some interesting names. You have some creative parents. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
Let's stand by it.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
I didn't know if we were going to play the music or
not. I didn't know if you want to. I mean, we can't write it.
Well, what do you think before we do it, though? Are we live on the radio right now?
Now we are.
Should I say, stop.
I should probably play it for time purposes.
Okay, fine. Let me tell you something. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. And boy, what an awful time to graduate because, all the corona stuff. You're not going to be able to have and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins that are listening, you can still PayPal them money and Venmo them money. Just because you can't go to a graduation party doesn't mean you don't still give them stuff. Because I lived off of the money that I got for graduation that summer. That was my Grateful Dead summer. I lived off that money. It's very important.
Weren't you valedictorian?
Part of that. Middle part.
This is the Orion.
Yes.
Oh. Matt was a rug.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I was a rug.
Orion.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
This is rug humor.
Thank you.
Rug joke.
Yeah. I was going to say I was more Parisian than anything.
Yeah.
Whatever. So a lot of you are not being able to have a real graduation ceremony. Some of you, you get two people there. You're not going to get, and this stuff was already kind of cut down a little bit too because they wouldn't let everybody hoop and holler after they said your name. So it's like, oh, you can't hoop and holler till the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hoop and holler for you today. So we've got you P1s that have sent us names of those that are graduating high school and college this week, next week, and the following week. So today we're going to read their names because you earned this. And this is a big darn deal.
I never did it, so I'm jealous.
Yeah, I barely did. I had to get a 90 on my final English exam to graduate high school.
What was the question? How do you spell mayonnaise?
No, and I got a 96 because I got a tutor. True story. All right, so we just havered these up early this morning. So here we. I'll start. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. From Burns High School, Jordan Brown.
Oh, congratulations!
No hooping, hollering.
From Avery County High School. I don't know how to say this name.
There's going
to
be some tough ones.
Ambriel Wise? Or is it Vise?
Oh, it's good. I don't know.
From Avery County High School.
What if it is Vise?
I don't know.
I got one from AC Reynolds. Jacob Dodson.
Oh.
Dizzle's son.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my nice. God.
Graduating high school.
I know, and his baseball season got cut Aww. Down, too. Speaking of P1 children. Graduating Hillcrest High School, Heinrich Tolman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
That's P1 Jethro and P1 Jules.
Child. It's a Ram.
Yes. Happy graduation day.
People graduate college, too.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Eklund finishing up at Lander University.
What about Kings Mountain High School? Is it Lex Salvatore? Or is it Salvator?
Oh, goodness.
Either way, that's a cool name. Speaking of the Eklunds, they're having a big week. You said Lander U for Ryan. How about Breanne Eklund from Emerald High School?
Okay.
Graduating.
Congrats. Man,
parents are going to come off some money.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
And Burns High School, Colby Sexton. He's graduating high school.
Happy graduation day.
Oh, I got a Burns, too. Taylor Conard.
Okay.
Happy graduation day to McDowell High School's Victoria Grace Thomas.
Oh, that's nice.
Happy graduation day.
Dixie High School. You know where that is, Fat Boy.
Yep.
Amanda Hump graduating from Dixie High School.
Hornets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I've got a Newberry High School. Not Prosperity, Newberry. Eileen Ulick.
Happy graduation day. Some of these here I'm gonna mess up on too, and I'll say them several different ways perhaps. But happy graduation day to Duke Sickles from Greenville Tech.
Okay,
nice.
Oh, Brazier.
I got another college graduate here. He's at Greenville Tech. How about from Anderson University, Isaac Cox?
From happy Anderson? Graduation day.
Yeah,
I just got a high school. But it's West Side. It's in Anderson.
Okay.
Anita Cockin-Meehan.
What school?
West Side High School.
Happy graduation day.
Oh, man's getting emotional.
It takes me right back. From Berea High School, happy graduation day. Rico Puerto.
Okay. He's got another young fella from North Carolina. R.S. Central High School in Rutherford County. Congratulations, Cleet Orris. Cleet's a good old-time name.
I know.
Cleet.
I love that.
Cleet.
It's like, oh, what sport do you play?
Yeah.
It's short for Cletus.
Yeah. Cleet Orris. Congratulations.
Happy graduation day.
I got a Broome High School.
Okay.
Dale Doan.
Yeah.
Dale Doan.
Congratulations.
You know, we go up to Western North Carolina, Brevard High School, and I hope I say this right. Happy graduation day. Who you eating out?
Wow, that's a strange name. Greenville Tech, congratulations, Eric Shun.
I got another high school. I didn't get many colleges. I might struggle with this one. Matt might know this family because it's Wade Hampton High School. Barry Fingers Enter. Do you know them?
Oh,
goodness.
Have another one.
That's so emotional.
I know, man. It's like, it was so long ago for me. Happy graduation day from Carolina College of Hair Design. I'm so sad. Carolina College of Hair Design, Flames McDonald.
Oh, my cousin.
Hmm.
Northwestern High School in Rock Hill. Congratulations, Peter. Inside you? Peter, inside you.
Inside y'all.
Oh, inside y'all. Inside y'all.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, the one guy's a soccer coach.
Okay.
I think you might have an exchange student because I think I got one here from Greenville High School. Dixon Yamada.
Okay. I had that one, too. I'm going to mark that one off.
Yamada?
Happy,
wow, okay.
Happy graduation day. Happy graduation day. Clemson University Agriculture Division, Horace Ripken Jr.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Let's see. Blue Ridge High School, Dixon Butts.
Oh, for Blue Ridge?
Yeah.
That's a fine school.
It's the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got one from Abbeville. Panther Country.
Pants Panthers down there.
Justin DeButt.
Justin DeButt.
Dude, they put on there it's DeBoo.
It is DeBoo.
Oh, is it DeBoo?
Yeah. All right.
You got to go with the pronunciation key.
Greenville Tech, I spent some time there. Happy graduation day, Michael Torres.
Yep. Yep.
Michael Torres. What's up, Mike?
And
Big Mike.
Boy, I got a few more.
Yeah. Oh, man, here's a kid, a local boy who went to college far off. He just finished up at Ole Miss. Congratulations, Harry Ascrack.
Oh, man. Oh,
SEC. I think I got Mike's younger brother, but he goes to Spartanburg High School, Clint. Clint Torres.
Ah, Clint?
Okay. Yep.
They're a good family.
That's Michael's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cousin.
They asked me to do these back-to-back because they actually date each other. So this is a long-distance kind of relationship, I suppose. But from Eastside High School, Dreama Cox. And from A.C. Reynolds High School up in Asheville, Jeter Yet.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Or Yeet. Y-E-T-T. Jeter Yeet. Jeter Yet.
Yeah, I don't
Jeter
know.
Jeter Yet.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
A lot of North Carolinians.
Yeah. From a jacket from T.L. Hanna High School, Dick Ramdas.
You got it. I got a Hanna.
Yes. Ramdas.
Oh, okay. That was Ramdas.
Yeah. You were close.
Thank you.
Yeah. I might struggle with this last name. This Hanna High School grad is Holden A. Pair. Is it par A? Holden A. Pair.
I didn't see that one.
Mm-mm.
Holden A. Pair?
Yeah. It's the Rise Guys graduation ceremony and exercise. Happy graduation day from Be Unique Beauty Academy, M. Somnasips.
No, that's good.
Emily, M. Somnasips. Happy graduation day.
How about congratulating a Clemson Tiger upon his graduation?
Hell yeah.
Go
Tigers.
I think it's an Italian exchange student. Congratulations, Shay Verpussi.
Aw.
Ah. A little foreign name there.
Congratulations to you. This one right here. Congratulations to you, first off, for choosing to go to Bible college. From Holmes Bible College, Gimme That Dixon.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have
Jima Dot.
Oh, okay.
No, I think Gimme That Dixon. Gimme That Dixon.
I just got high school. Woodruff High School. Ben Overmore.
Yeah.
Nice family.
You didn't get any college students?
Nah,
you are one.
I know.
Yeah.
I got another college one from Tri-County Tech. Happy graduation day. Clotted Charteries.
Oh, that's good. Congratulations.
Clotted. Clotted Charteries, I think. Yeah.
And,
man, I also got a young fella from Winthrop finishing up his collegiate career as an Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rock Hill.
Yeah, it is. Raymond Pugh. Congratulations, Ray.
Oh. Raymond Pugh.
I got one more I can work in from Burns.
I know. No. Yeah. I think he's texted before, or his dad has. That's the one, Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Raymond's the son, and then Ray's the dad.
Mm-hmm. The Pughs.
Yeah.
On your knees. Is it kneesy? On your knees?
See, I'm glad you chose that one, because I didn't know how to say it. Also, celebrating graduation today from the Clemson University Department of Automotive Engineering, Willie Dickerson.
Oh, that's good.
Happy graduation day.
Oh, and here's one just came in from Polk County High School, Peter Fondler.
Oh, man.
Happy graduation day. And my last one that I have, I didn't even realize this was a school from graduating as a foreign exchange student from Russia at the UNCCUSSR. Happy graduation day. Tara Rodoff.
Oh, good.
Happy graduation day to you and to all of you.
Good family.
Oh, yeah. They didn't put the school, but Tangelo Williams, wherever you're graduating from,
Happy graduation day.
Yep.
And to all of you that we just
Everybody
said.
Else as well.
And if we said your name wrong, I'm sorry. Just send us an email and we'll correct it. You know, we'll put it on like the end of the show mm-hmm. where they put corrections in the newspaper. We'll put it at the end of the show. But congratulations to all of you.
There that could be some discrepancies.
I need some Kleenexes. I have to wipe away the tears. That was very emotional right there.
Yeah.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, we got to talk about a drunk driver who crashes into a pond of something in particular that could be very foul. We'll get into that story next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
God, hope he wasn't on Malden Road. That wasn't a pond.
No.
It was.
All right, we'll get into the Plex next. Congratulations, graduates.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
rocks. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, how did you spend your Memorial Day? Well, a suspected DUI driver spent his in a very unpleasant situation.
At the back of a Volkswagen.
Well, ooh. No.
That's where the motor is.
Mm-hmm. Not exactly. Well, a guy in Sacramento County, California, was driving drunk on Monday when he swerved off the road and crashed into a pond, but not just any pond. A liquid manure storage pond at a dairy farm, which, you know, it probably is pungent and stinks too. Holy, you know what?
Yeah. Milk. Mushroom milkshake.
Yeah. It smells like crap.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was stuck there for 2 hours before firefighters came and pulled him out. And
you know, he's hanging there by his seatbelt in the pond. Like, man, this is some bull blank.
Nah, I think it's cow.
Yeah, so according to this, in the pond, the vehicle was submerged in the manure pond. So I'm sure he got some fumes from the smell of the ugh.
Yeah.
Hope he wasn't so drunk that he didn't get to properly suffer through it, though.
He needs a Chateletic converter.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he did show signs of intoxication, so he did get it. He did get a DUI, and
he needs a carburetor.
Better call Rob. Better clean up first.
Look at this. It's a minivan towing a trailer. It's all the way in.
Oh my God! See that
it
right there?
Deep in,
is
deep in poop.
Yeah.
This is why I hate being on the radio. If we were on TV, you would see in the corner of your screen this car. It looks like somebody literally drove it off in there, like trying to end their life.
All you see of this minivan is the back end sticking up. The rest of it is completely sunk into the cow blankie.
My Lord.
Yeah.
It's a minivan submerged in a doo-doo pond, y'all. Think about it.
Yeah, all you can see is the trailer and the you can't even see the back bumper. You can just see like the license plate and the back window and the taillights.
And according to reports, the driver had been trying to pull his vehicle out for an hour before he even tried to call 911. So I don't know what he was doing at that point.
You are sticking the mud.
How he would get it out without another vehicle.
But, minivan in the mud. I know. Yeah. Like, who do you call? I'd hate to be that first responder. Oh, I would sit down at the end of the road and say, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take the job, the tow job.
No.
You got to call somebody else, buddy.
Nah, they'll take it because they want the story.
Scuba diver.
Yeah, they'll go in and save anybody's life, no matter how gross it is.
Never send the greenhorn on this one.
Yeah, tow truck drivers, they love saving lives.
We have a drowning victim. Okay, where are they? They're in a doo-doo pond.
Mm-hmm. Say no more.
I'm out of oxygen.
Man, that's the Rise Guys calling you. That ain't real.
That's one of them phone scams. No, they don't do them no more.
It ain't the Rise Guys.
They quit doing them years ago.
So when the fire department got there, I'm sure they were able to get the guy out and had to help him somehow.
Man, fire department. That's when y'all need to say, look, it smells like something's burning here, but it's clearly not. Y'all need to call DHEC. I mean, right?
I don't know. What are they going to do?
How's DHEC?
They're going to put an F sticker on your car.
Fire? That's when I would say, man, this ain't what I signed up for.
Because if he would have gone in and if it was a drowning, that would be different because the vehicle was submerged. So somebody may have seen them swerve and get off the road, you know.
What if they try to turn the windshield wipers on?
Well.
I don't think it would have worked.
Turn the air off. Hurry.
Like a brown smudge.
What's corn on your windshield?
Oh, man.
What's weird is how you see the picture and the thing's just in, like, the back door of the van isn't open. I'd open that up and climb right on out, probably.
Oh, yeah.
What if you turn the air on, Max, just before you went in?
No!
That was just...
Oh, whatever, man. It takes to get out.
That's awful.
Get some air.
That's rough as hell.
You.
Hmm. All right, you.
That guy. Oh, man. Yeah, that's awful.
Thank you, fireman.
Is that a salvage title? It's covered in mud?
It is now.
Yeah, it's like when you get those cars from like flooded out towns, mm-hmm. and they're all rusted out on the bottom because of all the salt water.
Yeah.
You know those.
I know the
one. We know somebody whose floorboard
fell. Oh, gosh.
That ain't funny, man. That was awful.
That was sad.
They switched the title on him, and his literal floorboard fell out of his car that was only like 4 years old.
Oh, no.
They don't have melon laws.
All right. Well,
not
Rise
when
Guys,
you buy it like that.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Boy, this has been a fun hour. I hope it continues on for at least two more. It can go downhill after 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Hell after 10.
But I, we need the excitement level to keep going for two more hours, and we will, because when we come back, it's time for the Brutally Honest Music Review. We've got a band from Columbia, South Carolina, taking on a band from the upstate of South Carolina. It's South Carolina on South Carolina. It's a Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll get our noisemakers and we'll do it right after this.
The Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
I love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.